bringing Christ to the nation.
La hora luterana.
路德小时.
Tribunza Jesu Christo.
Bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
Today's international devotion was written by Michael Matar. Michael has experienced life to the full, trying everything from drugs and alcohol to the occult. He is a well-known musician with several CDs to his credit. In 1989, he was touched by the love and forgiveness of Jesus. When he started reading the Word of God on a daily basis, his addiction and perverse lifestyle were over. He has not turned back. After his conversion, he studied LHM's Bible Correspondent courses and became a close friend of MELM. With life, music, and talents, Michael serves the Lord. He volunteers his time and talent to help us in recording and editing radio programs. Michael is married to Nuna. They have served the Lord together since their conversion. They have five lovely children and live in Brumana, Lebanon. A text for our devotion from the 24th chapter of Luke. And behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you, but stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high. Would the disciples have accomplished anything without the Holy Spirit? No. Will we? That question needs to ring continually in our ears because many times we start things on our own, assuming that God will follow. That's wrong. We need to know the Lord never follows. He either leads or leaves. That's important for us to remember when we're tempted to take off under our own power. All too often we end up in trouble, turn around, and then ask the Lord to bless our activities. We rush forward, making all kinds of plans in our lives, and we do so almost as if we've completely forgotten that not waiting on the Spirit is irresponsible. By pushing our will and not following God's will is doing things backwards. Far better to look to God for power and wisdom and direction is the first thing that needs to be done. That's exactly what Jesus did when he came to this earth to offer himself as our rescuer from sin. With such a perfect example, why would we sinners dare do anything until the Lord has fulfilled his promise of clothing us with power from on high? What great imagery the phrase clothed with power gives us. It reminds me of the years I spent in Canada where I wouldn't walk outside on an extremely cold day without being bundled in a thick winter coat. Similarly, nobody would walk into a high-paying job interview without giving thought to what he should wear. So, why would we, who have been washed in the Savior's blood, dare attempt to do ministry without God clothing us with power from on high? Yes, I know today it is fashionable to go forward without consulting with anyone. Even Nike has an advertisement which encourages us to just do it. Sadly, all too often we believers fall into that trap. Instead of just doing it, God says, "Why don't you let me help you do it right?" We pray. Lord, from this day on, help me avoid a self-centered attitude which says I can do as I wish. Help me remember that there is nothing I can do that would have any significance without being empowered by the Holy Spirit to do things right. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.